And then I don't have the intro.
Oh, well, okay. Well. We're broadcasting now, so we're just waiting for the intro to play.
Oh, it's nice that you gave him heads up.
Well, it's 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Hello, my...
Dear Chicago... Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're...
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is August 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 2013.
Episode
5, 10.
And 5, 11.
Yes.
All ducks go to heaven.
Welcome, everyone, in the room. This is about the turnout that I expect to see probably at Pride 48.
Wait, but to our show?
Yeah. To our show.
Why do you always say that?
You're a fucking idiot.
Well, you know. There's going to be a lot of people there, I think. There's like 90-some people. We're going to talk about Pride 48 right now. There's like 90-some people going this year. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
That is a lot of people.
People should be at our show because the first show the day after breakfast is Pod is My Co-Pilot on Saturday. And then it's the hot Luke Miller, who is new to Pride 48, but he's attractive.
Mm-hmm. He's really cute and needs to stop it with the clout score because I don't appreciate it.
He does it on purpose because he knows it pisses you off.
I don't really get mad.
And
I don't get mad.
And then it's us. Yeah.
Which we really don't have anything planned for the show. I don't think you really expected that anyway, or people that are listening. It's probably just going to be a normal show and people will ask us questions like last time.
It doesn't have to be. I've been trying to think about it, but you usually don't like to put that much effort into it.
I do believe I'm not the only person on the show that has to come up with ideas.
Would you come up with ideas?
You didn't tell me any ideas. If you would have said, oh, this is the idea that I had. Okay, well, let's talk about it.
Well, you generally open your mouth on shows before we have a chance to talk about things
I've been here for an hour.
Well, yeah, but I was eating, and I didn't really feel that it was important to talk about yet.
Okay. Well, you guys, we might have a theme show.
Probably not. Because it's not my show.
It's our show.
No, it's your show.
No, it's our show.
It is not our show.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Yes. Well, I think everyone else feels that way, too.
No. So we didn't record last week because there was some confusion in the third Wednesday of the month because the first fell on a Thursday.
Yeah, stupid calendar.
So we kind of got confused and I think we were originally mixed up because I was like, wait, because you said, oh, Amanda Lynn's show is that Saturday. And I'm like, I thought it was the third Wednesday. And then you're like, that is the third Wednesday. That's well, yeah, you know, this the following Saturday when we record.
It was Amanda's show kind of fucked it up because we know that that's always the third week. But it was the third Saturday.
But it was not the third Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So we didn't record because there was confusion.
RC says that I fucked it up, but RC can go fuck himself too. So,
oh, hey. You know. Well, he's Robin Cox in Wisconsin.
But speaking of that, RC's in the chat room. So hello. We have Ed Chan.
Yes. Who's like, where is he again? Thailand?
Singapore.
No, Singapore.
Yeah.
One of them countries.
We have rubbing. Well, no, excuse me. That's already RC. And then we have Teaching Thomas. We have a small but mighty group.
Right. They might linger in. Maybe.
But Pride 48 is like in what? That was my fault.
That was me.
Pride 48 is in what? 15 days?
Yes. I will be there a week. They're 2 weeks from today. Actually,
No one's touching.
I will already be there. Probably... getting a manicure and pedicure or something.
Ed Chan, he's from one of the Mexican countries.
One of those countries that speak Mexican.
Because that's definitely Singapore.
Right.
Chan is definitely an Espanol name.
Right. Oh, totally.
Yep.
And Ed is short for Eduardo.
Right.
Welcome, Jimmy Bear.
For those of you who are listening and do hear this at a recording date, I'm not even touching
anything. I know, something's weird.
Don't forget to go to pride48.com, click on the Vegas link to get to all of the information about pride48.com or Pride 48.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the show schedules so that you can come listen to our show and everyone else's show. As well as if you're still interested in volunteering, you can use a volunteer link. If you are still coming and you have not emailed foulmonkeys@gmail.com to host the suite for an hour or two or more, do so.
Okay, please. I was asked several times today, and I said, well, contact Waylon because he's
no,
the one that's doing the schedule.
No, you don't contact anyone.
Well, foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You email foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Actually, they asked about the schedule, and I was like, well, I don't know. I don't know the schedule yet.
We still have some holes to fill.
Okay.
Yes.
Did a lot of people just sign up for 1 hour, and maybe they could do two, or?
Oh, I'll be signing people up for multiple hours
fill it up. Okay.
Because either that, what's going to happen is that any of the empty spots, like you're going to be doing by yourself, mm-hmm. he'll be doing by himself, I'll be doing by myself, because we'll have to fill it.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's not so bad, I guess.
You may be opening it on Thursday, because someone has to.
There's several people there, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But
anyway, and also if you want to volunteer, I think the interstitials are full, but if you go to the volunteer link, you can volunteer for that as well.
Because someone might drop out, there might be a sickness.
The biggest thing they need volunteers for are people who want to do audio to help break out the Adams and the Daniels.
Yeah, you can actually do the sound for our show if you want to.
They could. Someone's going to have to do it for Adam or for Daniel's show because he may not be able to do it himself because of the way it's going to be set up this
year.
Did they
do their show last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He had brought all those straight people that were locals.
Oh, yeah.
People came in and they got really drunk.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
It was interesting.
I think this year a lot of people are going to be drunk. There will be straight women there, but I wonder if there are going to be any married couples there again this year. Not for sure. Kathy Bacon said she's running a little late for us to hit pause.
Okay. First of all, rubbing cocks, I would not worry about that because if I'm going to schedule you during anything, it's probably going to be our show, so I don't have to look at you while we're recording.
There won't be a schedule for
during the group,
photo because it's going to be closed.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be in the group photo.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dave or DAV. Hey, Dennis. How are you? And that's Dennis with one N and one S.
Denise. Denise.
Yeah, there's no E, so I guess it's Denise.
It's Dennis.
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 Dens.
What's your name? Dennis.
Dennis. Wouldn't some of your coworkers actually pronounce it that way?
It's Denise.
That would be funny.
Denise. F-U too. Denise.
We love your name. You email us and you say...
It's like penis with a D.
It's either Dennis... You either say Dennis with one N or Dennis with... I don't know. I think it's just Dennis with one N.
Dennis.
Jimmy Bear, but if we said it like that, that would be weird.
Dennis.
It's penis, but with a D. So Dennis. His name is Dennis.
Dennis.
Sounds like anus.
Dennis, penis, weenus. So, yes, Pride 48. We have a little something to put in the bags. It's nothing like... Don't go out and like.
Don't get crazy.
It's just shocking that we'll actually have something.
I know. Are you proud of me, Waylon? I took initiative and I did something. And I got it done like in 2 days.
Right.
That's pretty good, right?
Right.
For me.
Well, I'm all for
and last minute.
Because.
And it's already been mailed to Kim.
There you go.
It's done.
There you go. I'm glad that we talked about it before.
Shut.
So, anything new going on? How's your pups? What's going on? What are you doing?
Puppies are good. I talked about it last time.
People are dying near you.
Yes.
A lot of people.
I don't want to say near me because it's like 3 blocks away.
That's still in your hood.
Yeah, but I don't go in that area.
Because you live in the hood.
No, not where I live is not the hood. Along the park, that's not the hood.
If you go on Sheridan and
down 3 blocks, that's the hood.
If the hood was a piece of pie, you're like on the graham cracker crust of the hood.
Which is awesome.
I call it ghetto cusp. When I lived in a place in Indianapolis, because it was like...
Ghetto cusp.
It's like you're right on the cusp of the ghetto. You're just like...
But in Chicago, a lot of people live on the ghetto crust or ghetto cusp.
Well, yes, because Chicago's also the most segregated city in the U.S. because you go one block and it's shoot 'em up. You go the next block and it's $1 million homes.
And schools.
The next block is Chinatown.
Which currently you can't get to by the train. You have to take a bus to get there.
Hello.
Why?
Really?
Because the red line is shut down at one part. The stop before Chinatown's open, but the Chinatown stop's closed. So,
you need to turn your phone and shit off. Because something's beeping over there.
Someone is very disappointed they missed you screwing up at the beginning of the show.
Oh.
That's who when I said hello.
Oh, that's probably Kathy Bacon.
Because she didn't put in.
I did not screw up the beginning of the show.
You did not let me know you were getting ready.
It was 8 o'clock. Be prepared.
I have to admit that though you really probably shouldn't have started it without him being ready. I don't know what you didn't have it up.
I know.
It's a good thing we weren't talking about.
I mean, it was just right there, but it just was.
It's just a good thing about the person that we were talking about before we got on here. Wouldn't you like to know who it is?
I might want to know who it is because no. I don't think that we were.
We weren't.
I wish this little sound clip thing had dinosaur sounds.
Guess who I had a decent conversation with today on Twitter?
Who I had a decent conversation with today. I'm going to guess Sater.
Yes. And it was DMs too. I was
because
like,
he's the only,
I will allow you to direct message me.
Because he's the only person that you would talk publicly about shit.
No, there's a few other people that I would be like, you don't have that honor.
No, you don't. Because those people we can't say on here because you're afraid of their wrath.
No.
Are you talking about Brenda Boo?
No.
Though
I don't know.
I'd be afraid of her wrath though.
I would too.
Why would happen? I don't know any. Did something happen?
She's feisty. No. She's great.
I don't keep up with Twitter, you guys. I'm not like constantly on
I'm not saying Twitter. You met her last year. She's feisty.
Well, yeah, I did meet her. She's spitfire. But I thought maybe something happened and I'm like, didn't know
she's
about
got
it.
An expletive in her podcast title.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's true. Which, well, they don't spell it out in iTunes, so I guess that's why it's allowed there, right?
Yeah.
So, it was epic. Too bad you missed it. It wasn't that epic.
No.
It was not anything worse than it's ever been before. Right?
Probably not.
No.
It will not be the worst that it will be again.
No. There is always something worse, probably.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm belching up Wendy's.
Disgusting.
I was sitting next to a homeless person that was screaming at the top of his lungs because the people behind him had children that were crying. One of them kept screaming at the top of his lungs, "My hands are sticky, my hands are sticky, my hands are sticky." And the homeless guy said, "Mine are too."
Nice.
Fucking nasty.
And I was like, let me eat this real quick.
I miss Wendy's.
I'm glad there's not one close by me. I mean, the closest one is right there at Lawrence.
Yeah, which is our closest one, too. Which, it is nice that it is not so close.
And they're doing construction right there, so it makes me not want to go, too.
Oh, but that construction's easy. It's never busy. I love the spicy chicken sandwich. It is my obsession.
I haven't gotten a chicken sandwich there in a long time. What happened? It was either Wendy's or Popeye's.
You know what?
And I was like,
I can't believe you went to You didn't go to Popeyes.
I know. I was going to, but I was like, you know, I get that like once a week. Let me try something different.
Do you really get Popeyes once
every
a
Tuesday
week?
At work?
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, Jesus Christ.
$3 holla. What? $3 holla. $3.79.
Did you not get what I said?
No, I didn't hear you.
I said, do you really eat once a week there?
And he said, look at him. Kidding. Kidding. No, I could eat there once a week. I would have the worst bowels in the world.
I love Popeyes too, and I also love Long John Silver's, but that's a once a year. That's a once a year before a colon cleanse.
I can't do that. I cannot eat Long John Silver's. Like, if I eat there, I have to take off the breading and eat whatever's underneath.
Oh, no, I love the breading.
Oh, can't do it.
And I love the little crunchies.
Or I can squeeze it with a napkin, maybe, and eat it.
I love it.
Wring out the grease.
But
I love their coleslaw.
But you can only have it once a year.
Right.
Because you will shit yourself.
And there's not really one close by here, right? There's one on Tui.
I don't even know where
it is. Yeah.
No.
Long John Silver's.
I really don't know where the nearest one in Chicago is to us.
I think it's like, in the suburbs.
That's an Indiana thing. When I go home and I'm with my best friend, and usually if I'm there and his partner's on a business trip, it's his, I can eat this because I won't get in trouble, or, hey, it's been a year. Last time you visited. It's time for...
That's a rough food right there. I guess because it's just the grease. But
I remember
as a
kid... I
love hush puppies.
Those are good.
Remember when I was a kid?
I wonder if you can make those homemade really good.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of recipes. The secret is Old Bay seasoning.
That's what I thought.
See, and I'm not a fan of that.
The nearest one's near the mall. Up
at Lincolnwood?
The Lincolnwood Mall.
Yeah.
That's what makes it taste like a hush puppy. Is the Old Bay seasoning.
That upsets me now.
Why? You like them. Not
anymore.
Seasonings taste different in everything.
Ed Chan says Long John Silver's versus Short Don Gold.
Welcome, Kathy Bacon.
Teaching Thomas says we have a Popeyes just north of my house. So tempting. If you walk there, if you can walk to your Popeyes and eat, then that's fine because you walk to get there.
Right. Just like we're going to say, just like when we're in Vegas, we're going to say that it is acceptable to eat at the chicken place in Excalibur more than once.
Fuck. If you walk
technically,
what
it's
is
not,
that place called? All we keep saying is
like,
the chicken place.
No, because I think it was like look it up. Chicken and fries or chicken and something.
Chicken. What was the hotel?
Luxor. It's in the Luxor. So we'll be walking over from Excalibur this year instead of it being in our lobby.
Broster's Chicken?
Well, it could be if that's on there.
Broster Chicken Luxor. Of course, there's probably a lot of different restaurants there.
No, not
Oh, yet. Home of the original chicken tender, Luxor.
There you go.
It's called the original chicken tender.
I thought it's
the fucking original.
I thought it was pretty simple like that.
Oh, there's the picture.
It's pretty damn good. And you did love the sauce because you said it was, what, close to your favorite sauce at the...
Zaxby's.
I thought also you liked it because it reminded you of the stuff at Chick-fil-A. Since you...
Yeah, well, the Polynesian sauce. No, I think it was Zaxby's.
I've only eaten at Chick-fil-A like once in my life.
Zaxby's is like a chicken chain that does like salads and chicken strips and stuff. Gotcha. And it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I don't know when I had fried chicken last. I miss it, but I don't miss... The 30 pounds that I've lost.
I think the last time we had fried chicken was the last time we went to Popeyes.
That was a long time ago. No, I've had the chicken sandwich at Jerry's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was before Weight Watchers, though.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
You should go. It's really nice.
I've been told to go. But
Well, and for your husband with his allergies, they've got 4,000 things, even for vegetarians. So, like, you know.
I saw all the things.
Their menu is overwhelming. But it basically is a build-your-own sandwich place. They just happen to have a lot of combinations already created for you.
Yeah.
Named after patrons from their other location.
Mm-hmm. When you go to this chicken place, you're going to have to get a number 3.
Thanks, RC. Yes, I've lost 30.8 pounds.
Congrats.
The number 3? What's the number 3?
The number 3 is the 5 tenders with original sauce. And fresh cut fries.
Didn't we also go there and have that for breakfast one day? Because they had just opened and we're like, do we want the really bad looking cafeteria eggs that's being served by the Italian place? Or
do we want chicken?
Right, chicken and a biscuit.
They should serve chicken and waffles there.
No, I think they did. Because I think they had chicken and a biscuit and a chicken and waffle.
They had some type of breakfast thing.
Let's see.
Yeah, Teaching Thomas.
If you
seeing his cup here with the Wendy's is making me all like, thank God I just devoured a pizza that was only 9 Weight Watcher points.
It's a good thing I didn't say, hey, you guys, I'm stopping by Wendy's. Do you want something?
I would not have said yes, though it would have been tempting because we did have to order out because we were not prepared for dinner tonight. But we splurged last night by going to Garcia's because it was my normal Tuesday night after weigh-in.
Mm-hmm.
So... We had our tacos and chips and salsa and a pitcher and a half of sangria.
Two. Wow.
No.
Lori. I guess
so. Sunday when I text messaged at 10? To see if you guys wanted to come grilling. Brad answered me and was like, I'm at work and
Waylon
still hasn't woken up yet. And I don't know what time he's waking up. Was it because you had a hangover?
I generally sleep in on Sundays.
Here's also another thing is that the Saturday night was our show, my show.
That's what I'm saying.
So we didn't get home until 3:30 or 4. Mm-hmm. So that means that's like 6 hours of sleep when you texted me that I was getting up to get ready to go to work. So I was fucking exhausted.
I did have a really bad headache, but that was not because I drank too much. It was because I drank too many of the cider
whiskey.
Like that was the cider that was with the shot of the cinnamon whiskey, which is really fucking tasty. But it's like a let's sit on the porch and drink. I've learned not let's go to the bar and have five of them, even though it was over 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It, my head, like I was not hungover any other way, but he was trying to tell me goodbye. And I'm like, I think I'm dying. My head hurts so badly.
He's literally like, oh.
Did you get a medicine?
I was in the kitchen and he got up.
And everything. And I heard him in the bathroom. I came in to check on him and stuff because I heard the water running and he's going, oh, I was like, are you all right? And he goes, I have the worst headache. And his eyes were like half closed because of the light and everything.
But just it wasn't like, wasn't a hangover headache. You know how you have those? This was very different. This was like a migraine. Like someone literally had an ice pick inside my head.
That like when I was like, if I have a hangover, normally the only time I throw up is if my head hurts really bad and I'll throw up just to make it feel better. But
it's almost like a weird pressure thing with that when it's like that.
And even when you're throwing up, it hurts like hell. But after you're done, after you're done puking, after you're done slobbering and crying and shaking, you kind of feel better.
That reminds me of a Dane Cook joke when he's talking about at the party. He's like, you know, when you get really drunk and everything and you go into the bathroom like, oh, God, I'm going to fucking throw up. And you're over the toilet. And there's that moment of clarity like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. And all of a sudden it's like, no, I'm not. And then you start to throw up and vomit. And it's like, and you're drunk and you get to the point where you're like, I'm a fire-breathing dragon, motherfucker. And then he goes, and then he's like, and then you start to cry. You're like, he keeps going back and forth between this. And I just remember there was this one day I got food poisoning and I had to go to the bathroom. I started throwing up and I was crying. All I thought of was, fuck you, Dan Cook. Fuck you.
Dude, when I throw up, I like shake like a motherfucker. Like I cannot stop shaking. And I also just want to put my head in the water and die.
So I'm not really a big...
I'm a loud puker too. Well, you guys know that.
We knew that. He sounds painful. You sound painful, Waylon.
Oh, I'm a full body puker.
Like it's coming
yes,
from...
Yes, like it comes from...
Run, children, run!
It comes from my taint. Like it's...
No, it comes from your fucking
like
toes.
It comes from like deep. And then
it feels like your asshole is coming out of your mouth.
Pretty much. Like
yeah.
You're prolapsing out of your mouth.
Right.
Fucking nasty.
Then I could never puke and not let Bradley know. Because normally when it happens, like when I've woken up sick for whatever reason, Bradley usually comes in a panic because he thinks that I'm dying.
No, it sounds so horrid when he's throwing up. And I've actually, I don't know what it is, but I've gotten over my like sound and I think I'm still having that weird smell thing when someone's throwing up. Like I told them, I go, I can clean up. Like when we have kids and they vomit and everything, I'm like, I can clean up, but you need to be the one that sits there with them to deal with it because that's something that I cannot do for some reason.
So lots of things in the chat room. One, and one hand, teaching
Shut
Thomas.
Up, Waylon.
Teaching
you.
Thomas was really enjoying the idea of the apple cider, the hard cider with the shot of cinnamon whiskey.
It's so good.
And then he said, but it sounds like a sorority drink.
It's not.
And so I said, no, it's like the fat ant on a southern porch.
I love that RC says, that's never happened to me. I never throw up off of alcohol. Yeah, because when you throw up, it's because you're drinking water, because your body's not used to it, because you're always drunk.
Or the other substances.
Right.
Then he also said that it's his goal for Vegas to drink till he throws up.
Oh, which then I don't want to be around a person like that. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. Bradley drank a little much.
A little quick.
When he met RC.
Puke and nothing comes out. Yes, that's the worst.
Oh, the dry heave. That's the worst hangover one because you're like... Throat. Because then you're like, just goddamn it. I'm one of you.
At least when you vomit, it's like lubricant going through your...
I love how we are all like, I don't really want to be doing this recording.
Right.
And then we talk about puke. And
everyone's excited.
Like, oh my God, we're animated.
Because everyone relates to puking. No one likes to do it, but sometimes it's necessary.
Right.
But what's worse is when you puke and poop at the same time. I don't
what?
Like that.
What? Wait, like, excuse me. Wait.
Like when you're throwing up and then you have stuff coming out the other side too.
Teaching Thomas, who the hell said lubrication vomit? Because
me. That's what he said.
Oh, that's
he
disgusting.
Said at least when you dry, at least when you're dry when you're throwing up, you have lubricating vomit. You're,
the vomit lubricating you a don't.
Bit. It may be lubricating, but it's also ripping the skin from your stomach acid off your esophagus.
Yes, but at the same time, compared to dry heaving, that is what I feel like you're barking like a dog when you're like,
oh, you know what? I think I would rather dry heave because the vomit also eats like the enamel off your teeth and stuff too. I don't like that.
Girl, are you puking that much that you're actually worried about it?
Look at this body. How do you think
obviously,
I got this?
He's not puking.
Not by
obviously.
Can you use the lubricant in other ways? Like, that's too far. Jimmy that's Bear, that's over the line.
Jimmy Bear.
We can't do that.
Isn't that called a Roman bath? Or
a Roman candle?
Roman
shower.
That's fucking nasty. Ugh.
Yes.
Do you guys know what a blumpkin is?
Yes.
Yeah, when the guy's getting a blowjob while he's pooping.
I'm taking a big old shit.
First of all, gross. I don't know if I could actually do that.
No.
I could not.
I think because I physically would have a reaction of clenching. It's like when someone's giving a blowjob and you kind of feel like you might have to fart. That's like the worst feeling ever. So you either figure out a way.
For you or for the person that gets the fart?
Oh, it's one of those like, oh, hey, come up and make out with me for a little bit. And then you just kind of like try to let it.
Either that or you smack him away. Like what? I'm like, I just need a couple seconds to.
But you're on the toilet. You and need longer than like, a couple seconds, right?
Well, the toilet, that's just, I don't know. First
like,
of all,
who's into
first
that?
Of all, it would have to be, I, no, you'd have to have, the person would have to have such a big penis so that your face isn't like literally down in it. Like if you got to the base, your face is like pretty much at
licking
the bowl.
Ugh. The other thing is
your
how
chin.
Do you,
your chin
how do you stay hard long enough to poop? Enjoy and come.
Well, first
like,
of all,
how does that even possible?
You've never pooped with a hard on?
No, I have, but how do you?
Well,
how does that work?
First of all, it's called a fetish. So someone,
but is it a true fetish though, or something somebody made up?
No, I'm sure.
I'm sure
people have
done
it.
Can you come while you poop at the same time?
Oh my
girl,
God, damn!
Rat's getting excited. Somebody's getting a blumpkin tonight.
No, ma'am, Pam.
Fucking nasty. No, Jimmy Bear says you just use Viagra.
Viagra doesn't make you cum, though.
No, first of all, I think you'd have no problem with that. I mean, they're not like they're connected whole-wise.
Yeah, it's not like you can't cum and pee at the same time. That's not something that you can do.
Yeah, because that's like a valve.
That's weird.
However,
it's a real thing.
Hashtag.
Hashtag real thing.
That's funny. I like that. Let's make that happen.
Something on the Facebook one of you guys posted about ball sweat smelling like celery.
What is that? All Waylon.
Were you drunk when you posted that?
No, probably. I was working.
Oh, okay.
It was Tuesday, and I was working in my Weight Watcher outfit because I have one exact outfit I wear every week because I am not going to...
Kathy Bacon.
Oh my God, student loans, Miley's new song. Do you still love Mariah?
Poop and puke. I gotta go.
I love Mariah Carey.
Wait, Dennis.
I take a half Viagra prevents me from pissing on my shoes.
First of all, when I first read that, I said I take half a vagina. I was like, what?
Wait, when you get a chance, can you respond to George in Atlanta? He emailed us again. Okay. Well, just when you get a chance.
I have to redo the password here, and I don't have it.
Okay.
Because I just tried.
I'm not going to read it over.
I know.
Just,
yeah.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willy, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.